Hello, ladies. This is LaToya Moulton, and welcome to Arise Empowered with LaToya. This podcast series is dedicated to women like yourself, dedicated to empowering you to embrace your God-given identity, encouraging you to walk in the fullness of your purpose, and to celebrate your unique gifting. My mission is to help women take their lives from the standstill phase to the faith in action phase, while journeying through all of the crazy, beautiful messiness that happens in the in-between. Here is one thing I know for sure. It's your time to arise, because you were born for now. I'm so excited that you're here, and I'm ready to jump into this week's episode. So let's get started. Hello, ladies, and welcome to this episode of Arise Empowered with LaToya. Thank you so much for tuning in, for clicking that play button. I am so thankful for you, and I appreciate you so much. Today I would like to just share my heart a little concerning this major topic that's circulating very heavily, COVID-19, the coronavirus. The president of our United States has issued a state of emergency. And I know, I get it. There's so many things that are happening, and it's happening at a pretty rapid pace, as I'm sure you are all aware of, right? From the schools, because I'm homeschooling my son now, to restaurants, local businesses, the airport, just so many different things. Something that I never thought I would see in my lifetime, and I'm sure you probably feel the same way too. So I just wanted to jump on and share my heart concerning the topic, and also wanted to share my heart in reference to some thoughts that I have, and also in reference to just the posture of my heart in the midst of all of this. So here's where I stand. Number one, in reference to like our governmental officials, I truly believe like respecting the guidelines and just being respectful in reference to the whole thing of what they're saying, educating ourselves, right? And continuing to stay informed with what's going on. Social distancing, washing your hands, being mindful. I'm also a big avid on building up our immune system, taking vitamins and all of that stuff. And just being mindful, being respectful, educating ourselves, and pretty much adhering to what they're saying. You know, I think that would lessen the stress and not create, because it's already so much, you know, that's, you know, being said and kicked around and this and that. But I think when you just come from a place of really just respect, right, and just adhering to what's being said, I think that it would help the process to go even smoother, right? So as we continue to educate and inform ourselves in reference to COVID-19 and the do's and the don'ts and being mindful and all of that, but I also believe in taking time to just walk away and to process it all. Take a break. Take a break from the news outlet. Take a break from media. Take a break from social media, and just create space for you to process everything that's been said, for you to filter out what's for you, what's not for you, for you to do research on some things, and to just detox, right? You don't want to overload. I think when we overload, it increases the franticness, it increases the worry, it increases the anxiety, you know? So don't overload yourself. Now here's the thing also, with that being said, I know that it's mentioned about social distancing, right? But we can still build community. We can still build and foster community. I think that that's going to be very, very vital. Because we can still call. We can still call one another, right? We have a number of ways to connect through social media, from Instagram, Facebook, you know, DMing, email, texting, FaceTime, to just continue to foster relationships with our family and friends, calling our loved ones and friends. I was even thinking about creating a group text message and just sending, like, you know, daily devotional or prayers or even words of encouragement, you know, during this process of time to really honestly keep the spirits and hearts lifted and to just remain in a posture of just positivity, right? And whatever would help to lessen the blows and the brunt of just the franticness that has already been created and just the fearfulness that's been talked about. But just to continue to show support for one another, right? Because we do need each other, especially in a time like this. We do need the support of one another. We can still communicate and talk and check up on one another. And I think that that will help us to just even talk out what's going on the inside. You don't want to completely shut down and shut yourself away from the world, you know, and just fall into a deep, dark place. You don't want to do that, right? No, that's not going to help. But just continue to keep the lines of communication open and to support and check on one another. Second thing, as believers of Jesus Christ, as children of the living God, we do not bow to fear, but we stand with faith in God. That's the separation. That's that defining line that's drawn in the sand, that we don't march to the drumbeat of the world because we know truth, right? We don't march to the franticness of the world or to the media or to news outlets or to what's trending topics on social media because we know truth and we know the word of God. And we know that ultimately the God who we serve, he is God and God alone. He is King of Kings and he is Lord of Lords. He is the creator of the universe. He is a very well present God who is fully aware and that there is absolutely nothing has fallen between the cracks with him. Psalms 121, one of my favorites, says that he neither slumber nor sleeps. You know, he's always aware, always awake, and he is very intentional about the lives of his children. He's very intentional about this world, about America, and about what's going on around the globe. He is a very present God who is fully aware. And I feel as children of God, we don't stand from a place of fear. We stand courageously, boldly from a place of faith. And I feel like what a prominent time as believers that we would display the love of God to humanity right now, that we would look for opportunities, even though we have the social distancing, but it can show up when we're running to the grocery store to just do a quick errand, or when it comes to a neighbor, we can still display empathy, prayers, support, words of encouragement to those who may be struggling right now and they have lots of questions, right? And they feel clueless and they may feel hopeless and they don't know what to do, don't know where to turn. Oh my goodness, what a ripe, tender, and fragile time it is to show love, to show support, to show encouragement. And I had expressed this on a social media posting of in our neighborhood. We've been living in our neighborhood for about 2 years now. And on Monday, I got a knock at the door of from a neighbor who I didn't even know because we're still like fairly new. And I go to the door and there's, you know, this lady there. I'm like, oh, okay. And I said, hi. And she was like, hello. And she told me her name. And she's like, you know, I live in the neighborhood. I was like, oh, okay, nice to meet you. And she was like, you know, I pass by this house all the time. And I'm just so drawn to this house. I don't know what it is, but I'm just drawn to this house. And I would like to know if you could pray for me. Y'all, I was floored because I have never had that happen to me. But that created a moment for me to display the love of God. And I was able to stand with this precious woman, and she shared her heart, and she also shared some words of encouragement to me as well, you know. And that was just a rich moment, and I feel like that was not a coincidence at all. That was a God moment. And I was like, Lord, truly, you desire for your children to be beacons of light, right? We are ambassadors of Jesus Christ. We are his hands and feet. Even though there is the social distancing, there are still ways that we can encourage and pray for and support one another. And that just being, you know, an opportunity like that. Or yesterday, going into the grocery store and walking past the deli, and I was asking the deli worker a question in reference to, are they preparing for tomorrow? And so, you know, one of the workers overheard us, and I mean, all of a sudden he got into this frantic, and he was like, what's happening tomorrow? I was like, no, there's nothing happening tomorrow. I was just asking her a question. I misunderstood what was going on with the sign that you guys were showing that this particular section of the store is closed. I didn't know if you guys were working to prepare for things tomorrow morning. And you can just see the fear in his eyes and just the worry. And he was like, I can't take anything else. I was like, no, everything's going to be okay, and you're going to be okay. It's all right, you know. And I felt, as I was standing there, and I didn't say much, you know, I didn't really quote scriptures or anything to him, but I do feel, as children of God, we are glory carriers. We carry the presence of a holy God on the inside of us. The Spirit of God lives on the inside of us. And I feel like within that moment, I just began to pray for him, and that the peace of God would just surround and envelop him. And you could just see his countenance. And he said, okay. He said, okay, thank you. And he just turned and walked away, and I walked away, and you know, said a prayer for him on my way home, and just even got up this morning thinking about him. So just been praying for him, you know. Not sure if we will ever cross paths again, but just moments like that, right? And so, because we do not stand, we do not bow to fear, but we stand courageously from a place of faith. Right? We stand courageously upon the promises of God, upon the word of God. We are declaring that the God we serve, that he is the only true living and wise God, and that he is God, right? And that we esteem and we reverence him. So, and I love the scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 20 through 22. It says, for all the promises of God in him are yes in him. Amen. All the promises of God are yes and amen. Children of God, all the promises of God, what you stand in need of today. Yes, we educate ourselves. Yes, we be aware. Yes, we be respectful to state legislators and our leaders and our government and all that kind of stuff. But when it all boils down to, we have to go back to truth. We have to go back to the foundation of what we're building our lives upon, right? Jesus expressed that parable of the wise man and the foolish man, that one man built his life upon the sand, right? And then there was one that built his life upon the rock. As believers, we don't build our lives upon these things that are natural, right? These things that will tarnish, these things that will fail away, that will fall away, that people will rob and steal, you know. But we build our lives upon the rock eternal, which is Jesus Christ, so that when the storms and the winds and the waves of life, like right now, comes up against us, our foundation will be solid, will be secure, and will be able to endure the tests of time that come to test our faith, that come to test our confidence in God. So, we do not bow to fear, but we stand courageously in faith to God. Amen. So now, now he who establishes us with you in Christ has anointed us, is God, who has also sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. We are sealed with the guarantee of his precious Holy Spirit. It is God who anoints us. It is God who establishes us. It is God who guarantees us. And it is God himself who has sealed us with the spirit of guarantee. We are sealed with the precious Holy Spirit. So therefore, we do not bow to fear. We do not bow to panic. We do not bow to worry. We do not bow to anxiety. Yes, we're human. Yes, we have all the feels, right? Those emotions and those feelings, right? We have those things, but we do not allow those things to have us. When those things begin to come up, we begin to go back to truth. What does the word of God declares? What does God say about that? And that's why I feel like it's so vital to for community as well. Now, thirdly, the third thing, pray. We have so much things, right, to pray about, praying for our nation, praying for our government, praying for our governmental officials, praying for doctors and nurses and emergency responders, praying for our pastors and church congregations all over, right, praying for our state leaders, praying for businesses, praying for people who even within the last 2 weeks may have even lost employment due to businesses and local businesses and restaurants having to close down. There are a lot of people who have also lost jobs. So praying for individuals who are going through in that way, that that God will comfort them and that they will know that they are not alone, right? And that we will also look for opportunities and ways as well to be an encouragement and a support to those people. Right. And fourthly, Psalms 91. Now, I've seen this circulating a lot since the conversation of COVID-19 has just been brought to a max. I've been seeing a lot of postings on social media about Psalms 91, Psalms 91, pray Psalms 91. Right. And I just feel like, wow, you know, the word of God is circulating. People are saying, I wonder to myself, do people really know the amazing benefits, the promises that are saturated in Psalms 91. And today, I just want to unpack verse 1. I just want to unpack verse number 1 and verse 2. How about that? Because there's so much. And maybe I'll do a part 2, but we'll see. But for the last couple of days, you know, I've just been like chewing on this Psalms 91. I've just parked my life with 91 verses 1 and 2, and then also just doing other little readings. But this is what really stood out to me. Psalms 91 verse 1 and 2. Verse 1 says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Park. Can we just park? Can we park right there? And let's just back up Psalms verse 1. He who dwells. Can we just circle dwells? Can we just park right there? Do you know that the word dwell means a place of resident? The word dwell means a specified place. And when I am visualizing what that looks like, it looks like a person who's setting up tent, where you are unpacking your stuff. This is your situated living right now, right? And this is where you abide. This is where you abode. Like, this is your place of residence, right? If anyone was going to mail you a letter, it was going to be on Dwell Avenue. Dwell Avenue. Basically, what that means, that Lord, so my prayer has been, Father, Holy Spirit, teach us how to dwell in your presence. Teach us, Lord, how to dwell in prayer, how to unpack our lives in prayer. Teach us, Lord, how to dwell in worship, how to dwell in praise, how to dwell and linger and sit and lean and wait and to chew and to meditate upon your word. Teach us, Lord, that in this time of slowing down, where we're literally being forced to slow down, that we would dwell. That we would make your word a place of residence, not temporary, but we will make a lifelong commitment that I plan on spending the rest of my life dwelling in prayer. That this will be my place of residence, that prayer would be the place of where I live, that worship will be the place of where I live. Well, Lord, I will not turn to worry, but I'll turn to worship. That God, I will not turn to faith, but Father, I will turn to, that I will not turn to fear, but Lord, I'll turn to faith. That God, I will not turn to panic, but I'll turn to your promises. Lord, teach me how to dwell. Holy Spirit, teach me how to linger, how to sit, how to wait, and how to just create my life. How to make this a place of residence, that I will live in a posture of prayer. That my heart would live in a posture of worship. That my heart would live, that my heart would make residence in a posture of praise. To the dwellers, to those who dwell, to make a residence. And I can't seem to get over that part. And that word dwell just jumped up at me, just that one word. And it was like God was saying, I just want you to sit. I see the chaos, but I have calm. Right? I see the panic, but I am peace. Right? You know, you hear the doom and the gloom, but then God is saying, but listen, I am victory. Huh? That I am the bright and morning star, that I am deliverance. So Lord, teach us how to dwell. And that as we dwell in this secret place, not in the secret place of social media, not in the secret place of CNN news, not in the secret place of what everybody's saying, not in the secret place of what's trending, not in what our fears or anxieties may be trying to whisper, but it's in the secret place of the Most High God. And I feel so strongly that this is a divine invitation, and the table is set by our loving Heavenly Father, that he wants to sup with us. Like it says in Revelation, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. And if any man would hear and let me in, I'll come in and I'll sup with him. I'll come in and I'll sup with him if any man would hear the knock. So you may feel like, oh, Latoya, you know, I don't know these scriptures. Or, oh, you know, I haven't been the best. And oh, I feel so imperfect. Or I don't feel like I'm right for this Christian thing. No. The scripture says, if any man would hear, and if you would open up the door, I will come in and I will sup with you. It is an intimate invitation, a divine intimate invitation from our loving Heavenly Father, that he wants us to dwell in his presence. He does not want us to dwell in panic. He wants us to dwell and to sit and to feast on his promises, and to rehearse his word, to rehearse them and to remind him of what his word says, to declare. So here is the benefit of dwelling in this secret place of the Most High. Here's the benefit, y'all. The benefit says that you shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That you shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's the benefit of the dwellers. That when you dwell in this secret place, the Lord has promised that you shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That Almighty God, that the shadow of his goodness, the shadow of his favor, the shadow of his protection, the shadow of his love, hallelujah, right? The shadow of the goodness of God, that you shall dwell under that. And then it goes on to say, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. And this much I will say, when I sit and I feast with this, and as David penned Psalms 91, you can hear the confidence in David's voice. Why? Because he had experience with God. He confidently penned that when you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, The shadow of the Lord, the shadow of the Almighty shall cover you. And then he courageously and with confidence declares, oh, I know that the Lord is a refuge because he has defended me. I know that the Lord is my fortress because he has defended me. So therefore, my God, I will trust in him. So I just wanted to encourage you to be a dweller in his presence, not a dweller on the woes or on the worries, but a dweller in worship. And let us look up with hopeful expectation that we shall see the goodness of God manifested and produced from this time. I am praying for each and every one of you, and I hope this word encouraged you, because I mean it encouraged me too. Listen, you can come over and connect with me on Instagram at Latoya Moulton. You can also email me at info@latoyamoulton.com. Connect with me also on latoyamoulton.com. That's www.latoyamoulton.com. I am praying for you. And I still declare that it is your time to arise, because you were born for now.